Part 3, starting now. Because there were no government welfare services in the 19th century, it was left to people of goodwill to try to help those less fortunate than themselves. In the early 19th century, this was done mostly by private individuals, but soon it was realized that this was not enough. As the century wore on, organized charity became widespread, and societies and committees did the work that private people had done before. Women did a great deal of this work. Florence Nightingale was a fine example of how one woman brought pressure on the army authorities to make changes which greatly increased the well-being of British soldiers. She was a woman of strong will, clear intelligence, and almost ruthless perseverance. She used her high social position and the influence it gave her among people of high rank to defeat those who opposed her plans. She reorganized the Army Medical Services and the profession of nursing, and was always a supporter of plans to improve public health. Since the dissolution of the monasteries in the reign of Henry VIII and the breakup of the religious orders of monks and nuns, there was nobody to attend to the charitable work of nursing the sick and the poor. Before going to the Crimea, Florence Nightingale had prepared and trained herself for 10 years. She had trained as a nurse and had thoroughly studied nursing and hospital administration, spending time at hospitals in Britain and in some of the leading hospitals of Europe. She always urged that study, training, and experience were essential in any work. On her return from nursing the soldiers in the Crimea, a grateful country presented her with a gift of £45,400. This she immediately gave for the setting up of a training school for nurses at St. Thomas's Hospital in London. End of part 3.